I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Take a breath, let it go. By simply breathing, you participate in one of the planet's oldest and most fundamental exchanges. People and animals inhale oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide, or CO2. Plants inhale that CO2 before exhaling oxygen. When I say plants, perhaps you picture trees, shrubs, and the potted ficus at the office. But the biggest, most significant CO2 and oxygen trades are actually brokered by rootless plants that float around. Indeed, dense forests of these plants drift and slosh inside the world's oceans. Known generally as plankton, phytoplankton and zooplankton are organisms that have photosynthesized CO2 for eons. Although most are small, like the pea-sized pteropod, they take a huge bite out of the atmospheric carbon levels. Collectively, pteropods sequester 50 billion kilograms of carbon inside their coiled shells. Or they used to. After less than two centuries sponging up humankind's excessive CO2 emissions, the entire ocean is now overloaded. Its salty waters are turning into carbonic acid, which eats away seashells. Crabs, clams, oysters, pteropods, and entire coral reefs are suffering. Fortunately, converting household and restaurant food scraps into compost is a meaningful way to sequester excess carbon before it further acidifies the ocean. Now there's a good reason to breathe easier about planet Earth. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.